Well, every year we have an annual work day here just to kind of clean the place up from the winter time. Some dead trees will fall down. Trail needs to be kind of cleaned up and the chips replaced. Some repair to the facilities, benches and the structures that we put the tarps on so the kids sit under them in case it's raining.
Forester Chris Damro with F.H. Stoltz Land and Lumber is among the crew removing downed trees, repairing benches, and setting up tarps at the different stations in the Trumbull Creek Educational Forest in Columbia Falls.
The kids get kind of access to most every facet there is going on out in the woods, from riparian to archaeology, recreation, wildlife, and fisheries, forestry, fire, plants. They pretty much have it all covered up here.
Throughout this week, fifth graders from across the Flathead will field trip to the forest. Public Affairs Officer Wade Muehlhoff with the Flathead National Forest says they expect nearly 1,200 students. The expo is in its 25th year.
Folks at Stoltz and others in the community really wanted to figure out a way to provide an unbiased, complete education for folks about the role the forest plays in people's lives. And so they were very generous and created this on their property, but it is open to the public. And it really provides that classroom in the forest. So you can look at it, you can touch it, you can smell it, you can really be involved in the forest.
Spotted Bear District Ranger Deb Mucklow with the Flathead National Forest worked on the very first forestry expo in 1989. She says there was a lot of polarization on natural resource issues.
And so it was very important to think about what is the common understanding, what are the key components of education that need to be shared so then people can make their own informed decisions on where they stand on different issues that exist out there. But having an environment that's not promoting one viewpoint or the other, but promoting the science and the educational aspect of it.
State agencies like Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, as well as private organizations like the Audubon Society and Backcountry Horsemen, teach at the different stations. Mucklow says over 25 years, some things have stayed the same. The location, many of the organizations involved, and the educational stations themselves. She says something she thinks has shifted is the nature of people's divide over natural resource issues. There's still polarization, but more respect for differing viewpoints. Mucklow says something else that has changed is people's familiarity with the logging industry, the equipment used, and how it's done.
How much care that those operators have for that equipment and for the landscape. A lot of folks thought, oh, they just want to do whatever they do, and people have learned and valued that these guys are also the skilled expert, and they care very much, that wood is a renewable aspect of the forest.
25 years after the first forestry expo, Mucklow says some of her employees remember going as fifth graders.
They remember the raptors and some of the hides. They remember the fish. They remember the backcountry horseman station. They remember people showing how fires might, how the cones opened on lodgepole pine and how fire opens those cones. And, they just remember that day out in the field.
Mucklow says perhaps that experience influenced their career choice. It did for Stoltz's Chris Damro. He didn't grow up in the Flathead and go to its forestry expo.
But I went to something like it when I was a kid, so it's kind of cool to see it going on. That's kind of what got me interested in forestry in the first place.
Really? Tell me about that.
I just remember as a little kid in grade school in Minnesota, and they sent us out to something that was like this little walk through the woods, interpretive walk through the woods with folks talking about natural resources.
That walk through the woods in the Flathead opens to the public on Saturday. Entry is free. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.